It's homecoming at the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri, for tonight's final home game of the 2008-2009 basketball season. Brashear Tigers are taking on the Macon County Raiders tonight, and we're just about ready to announce the starting lineups. This is John Slavin. And we welcome you to this broadcast of the Brashear Tiger Basketball. Starting tonight for the Macon County Raiders are number 3, Alyssa Peterson. Number 4, Holly Hall. Number 15, Amanda Lochner. Number 21, Hannah Souther. And last but not least, number 33, Jackie Rowe. Starting for the Tigers, number 23, Abby McKim. Woo-hoo! Number 25, Macy Rogers. Woo-hoo! Number 31, Emily Ladwig. Woo-hoo! Number 35, Caroline Slavin. And last but not least, number 43, Shelby Rogers. Woo! Jumping for the Tigers, Macy Rogers against Hannah Souther. Here we go. The ball is up in the air. Tip-off controlled by the Tigers. Abby McKim will bring it up across the timeline. To the top of the key, left side, Macy Rogers. Rogers picked up the dribble, bounce pass McKim around the horn to Ladwig. Ladwig to Caroline Slavin in the corner. To Shelby Rogers from the block. Shot up off the glass is good. Tigers on the scoreboard first with 7:39 left. Ball is tipped by Macy Rogers, but last touched by Macon County, so it'll come back to the Tigers. McKim's going to bring it up. Passes to Ladwig. Ladwig left side, dribbles to the blocks, to Caroline Slavin, into Rogers, the left block. Shot is blocked, goes out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers. Ladwig will inbound it to Macy Rogers. Hands it back to Ladwig. Shot from the corner. A little strong. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Her shot is off the side of the backboard. Into the hands of Macon County. Pass up way ahead. Ends up in the hands of Shelby Rogers. Abby McKim is going to bring it the other way. Comes across the timeline on the far side. Passes it to Macy Rogers, but ends up in the hands of Peterson. Peterson shot off the glass. It's no good. Rebound Macon County. Shot no good. Ball is poked out of bounds by Abby McKim, so it'll stay with Macon County. Inbound to Peterson. Take it around the horn to number 15. Shot is up and good by Amanda Lochner. Ladwig will bring it up across on the near side. Passes it over to McKim. McKim bounce pass to Slavin. Out to Ladwig. Ladwig is going to square it for three. Shot good. Except they're only going to give her two. Peterson brings it up. Nearly walks with it. Gets it to Sutter. And Macy Rogers gets her hands on it. Sends the ball up to Ladwig. Ladwig shot up off the glass is good. Tigers out to a rip-roaring start, 6-2, 6 minutes left in the first. Peterson brings it up. Splits the defenders, tries to get over the right side, and ball ends up on the floor, and jump ball is called. It will favor Macon County. Rao inbounds it. Ball is actually going to call foul on Abby McKim. So we'll do it all over again. Rao will inbound it. Bounce passes in. right in the hands of Shelby Rogers. Ladwig will bring it up. Comes across on the far side. Picks up a dribble cross court to McKim. McKim puts it on the floor, dribbles around the arc to Ladwig. Ladwig's going to try another three. This one comes up short. McKim with the rebound, and she's promptly fouled as she goes up for the shot. So McKim will go to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on 33, Jackie Rao. First foul on Rao. First foul on Macon County. Free throws up. Good.
Woo!
Second free throw is on its way, and it just tickles the twine as it goes through. Peterson will bring it up for Macon County. Guarded by Rogers. Kicks it back out to number 15. Shot no good. McKim with the rebound. McKim brings it up across the timeline. Coach Gill's out to slow it down a little bit. Over to Lagwood, rock side. Into Rogers, Shelby Rogers that is. McKim gets the rebound, puts in the putback. Peterson will bring it back. Peterson, guarded by Rogers, dribbles right, picks up the dribble, sends it into Souther. And the ball ends up on the floor. Caroline Slavin goes for the scrum, gets the jump ball called, and it'll come back to the Tigers. Ladwig will bring it back for the Tigers to McKim. McKim at the top of the key sends it right side. Ladwig try to dump it in to Macy Rogers, who's streaking to the basket. Just gets the ball, draws the foul. Ladwig inbounds it to Macy Rogers. Rogers dribbles in a step, shot no good. Caroline Slavin there for the rebound, the putback. Tigers on top, 12-2, 4:39 left in the first. Peterson brings it back. Timeout on the floor. Coach Eric Van Delft, coach of Macon County, called that timeout. Didn't like what he was seeing. Tigers already ahead by a dime with 4:36 left in the first. Looking all around the gym, seeing all these fancy posters for homecoming. Got a good cheering section on the Brashear side, led by the cheerleaders, who are Ariel Smith, Katie Stewart, Destiny Furtig, Amanda Horton, Heather Longano, and last but not least, Courtney Moncrief.
Go Tigers!
It will be Macon County's ball. The inbound comes to Peterson. Peterson, the senior, sends it over left side. Lochner back to Peterson around the horn on the right side. To Souther. Souther dribbles into the block. Shot no good. Ladbrook with the rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Ladwig comes across the timeline to McKim, top of the key, back to Ladwig. To Caroline Slavin, into Shelby Rogers, back to Caroline Slavin. To Ladwig, shot from outside the arc, rebound. Souther. Souther sends it up to Lochner. Pass to the locks, shot no good. But Souther's there, just streaking in, shot no good. Goes out of bounds. No, it doesn't go out of bounds. It ends up back in the hands of Peterson. Her shot's no good. McKim with the ball. McKim brings it across the timeline. Top of the key. Sends it over to Ladwig. To Rogers. Rogers' shot, no good. Ends up in the hands of Slavin. To McKim. Back to Slavin. To Rogers. Back to Slavin. She's going to shoot it. Shot, no good. Not her best position to be shooting from. 12 foot on the baseline.
They're sure feeding it to her. I mean, that's the price she's going off for it. I'm a little sad. Is she kidding me?
Peterson, bring the ball up. Macy Rogers with the steal, but it gets booted out of bounds. It'll come back to Macon County.
Every time I look at her and think about her, she'd all choked up.
Rao inbounds it. Ends up in the Souther. Shoots over Shelby Rogers. Tough shot. Gets it to fall. But Kim will bring it up. To Elzy in the game. To Ladwig in the paint. To McKim. Shot up. She gets the favorable bounce and it falls in.
Looks like it could be a good night for her.
Peterson has it up top, guarded by Rogers. Gets it to Souther. Souther dribbles it in, bounce pass over the right side. Poked out of bounds by Elzy. Elzy into McKim. Back to Elzy. Elzy brings it up. 2:37 left in the first. Elzy top of the key. Pass over left side, McKim to the corner to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it in. Dumps it over to Shelby Rogers on the other side of the lane. Shot up and good. Peterson brings it up. Nearly loses it. Dribbles it to the elbow. Bounce pass over the right side to Lochner. Shot no good. Tigers rebound. Elzy will bring it up. Bounce pass to Ladwig on the right corner. Ladwig threads the needle, gets it over to Shelby Rogers, back up to McKim, back to Ladwig, right side. Ladwig tries to get it into McKim, ends up in the hands of Souther, and they're going to call McKim with a foul. Sydney Slavin checking in the game for Shelby Rogers.
Sydney Slavin's homecoming queen candidate tonight.
Peterson brings it up across the timeline, dribbles right side. They're going to get Macy Rogers with a reaching foul. Third team foul now on the Tigers. Inbound pass comes to Souther. Feeds the ball over to Lochner. Sydney Slavin had to cover both of them at the same time. Tigers a little slow getting back, and she gets called with a foul. That will send Lochner to the line to shoot two. First foul on Sydney Slavin. Caroline Slavin set to check in. First shot, good. Caroline Slavin in, McKim out. Second shot's on its way, and it's good, too. Ladwick will inbound it to awaiting Elzy. Elzy brings it up to Ladwig, right wing. Ladwig back to Elzy on top to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it in. Shot too high. Sydney Slavin with the rebound. Shot no good. Rebound, Rowe. Row to Peterson. Peterson loses it between her legs, goes out of bounds, and will come right back to the Tigers.
By the way, in my mind, I'm trying to call the game. I can't keep up with you. But I'm getting there.
Ladwig will inbound it to awaiting Elzy. Elzy has it up between the circles. Dribbles to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, sends it to Ladwig. Left wing into Sydney Slavin off the block. Shot is up and no good. Caroline Slavin had it momentarily, but it was poked out of bounds by Souther. McKim comes in. Ladwig checks out. Caroline Slavin will now inbound the pass. To Sydney Slavin. Bounce pass out to Caroline Slavin, out to Elzy. Elzy's shot for three is good. They're just going to give her two. 52 seconds left in the first half. Peterson brings it up, guarded by Rogers. Ball is hooked out of bounds by Elzy. It'll stay with Macon County. Ball comes in. Sydney Slavin got a hand on it before Souther could get it. Ball comes around to number 15. Shot up and no good. Elzy with a rebound, and we're headed the other direction. Elzy brings it between the circles. Bounce pass over to McKim. Into Sydney Slavin. Shot is partially blocked. Ends up in the hands of Rowe. Rowe steps on the out-of-bounds line. It'll come back to the Tigers. 23 seconds left. Shelby Rogers in, Sydney Slavin out, Ladwig in, Macy Rogers out. 23 seconds left. We'll see what the Tigers can do with an 18-6 lead. Ladwig set to inbound it. Sends it out to Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it in. Shot too strong. And Rowe with the rebound. She's going to get trapped. Ends up in the hands of Shelby Rogers out to McKim. McKim has it top. Ladwig to Elsie. Right side. Shot up. No good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Shot off the side of the glass. Time expires, and we're into the first period. Tigers lead it 18-6.
That's two shots off the side of the backboard, Caroline.
I think she needs to clear up. I think she needs.
Okay, we're ready to start the second period. It's going to be Macon County's ball. On the floor for the Tigers, Caroline Slavin, McKim, Ladwig, Shelby Rogers, and Elsie. Peterson has it, brings it up across the timeline between the circles. Passes to Souther. Back to Peterson on a little give and go. Drives to the blocks, and she's almost going to get trapped. Dumps it out to Souther at the elbow. Tries to feed it to the right blocks. Ends up in the hands of Caroline Slavin, and they're going to get Souther with a foul. That is her first, third team foul on Macon County. Elsie comes up, top the key, Ladwig, left wing. Ladwig sends it to Caroline Slavin to Shelby Rogers, left blocks, feeds it out to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles it up, little 12-foot jumper, shot's no good, but she's fouled by Peterson, will go to the line and shoot two.
He's trying to shoot at Caroline tonight, I think.
Well, Ladwig shot up, good. Tigers extend their lead to 19-6. Second foul on Peterson. Second shot's going to be a little bit strong. Rao comes up with it. Rao to Peterson. Peterson brings it up. He's going to send it over to Lochner. Left side back to Peterson. Back to Lochner. Shot up off the glass. No good. Elsie there for the rebound. Elsie will bring it back herself. 7:09 left in the half. Elsie, top of the key, sends it to McKim. McKim left side to Caroline Slavin, left corner. So Rogers. Rogers sends it out up top to Elsie around the horn to McKim. McKim into Slavin, and pass was a low pass, ends up rolling out of bounds. Sydney Slavin and Macy Rogers set to check in. Peterson brings it across the timeline, drives it in the lane, right into the hands of Caroline Slavin to Elsie, and we're headed back the other direction. Elsie, bounce pass to Ladwig, right wing to Caroline Slavin. Spin move, shot up off the glass, no good. McKim there. McKim hands it off to Elsie, and they're going to call McKim with the travel. Macy Rogers, Sydney Slavin come in, Shelby Rogers and Elsie come out. Rao inbounds it to Peterson. Peterson brings it up. McKim's there to greet her across the timeline. Sends the Souther at the elbow. Souther back to Peterson on a give and go. Peterson takes it in. Shot in and out. Draws the foul. Foul is going to be on Sydney Slavin. That will send Peterson to the line. It's the second foul on Sydney Slavin. First shot. Good. Second shot is on its way. It's good, too. Rattles around a bit. Ladwig will inbound it to McKim. McKim brings it up. To Ladwig, left wing. Ladwig sends it to Rogers. Rogers bumbles the pass and gets called with the travel. Inbound pass to Peterson. Peterson brings it up, comes across the timeline on the near side, and they're going to get McKim with a reaching foul. That will be the sixth foul against the Tigers, and the third on McKim, so she's likely done for the half. It The inbound cat pass comes to Souther. And they're going to get Sydney Slavin for a foul, which will be her third foul, so she may be done for the half. Now we'll see how good a shooter Souther is. First shot. Good. Rogers comes in. Shelby, that is. Sydney Slavin sits down. Tigers with two players in foul trouble. Second shot. No good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. We'll head to the other direction. She comes across the timeline in a hurry. Bounce passes over to Shelby Rogers. Unfortunately, she wasn't looking. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll come right back to Macon County. Peterson brings it up. Tigers now leading 19-9. 5:46 left. Peterson dribbles it, sends it over left side to Hall. Hall to Souther. Souther puts it on the floor, tries to split the defender, sends it right side to Lochner, and she shuffled her feet. Elsie bring the ball back to the Tigers. Comes up across the timeline. Caroline Slavin, the right wing, into Shelby Rogers. Back to Ladwig, right corner, shot up and good. It's a play they haven't used much since the very first of the year, but it worked. Souther has it at the elbow, tries to get it back out, ends up in the hands of Macy Rogers. Rogers is going to drive it in the lane. Shut up off the glass, falls. Peterson will bring it back. Guarded by Rogers. Hands it to Souther. Souther will shoot from the block. Shot up and is up off the glass. Good. 23-11. Tigers with the advantage. Elsie brings it up. Elsie, top of the key. Passes it over to Caroline Slavin. Back to Ladwig. Her shot from the right corner. It's good. Foul is called on Macy Rogers after the basket. The basket's good. And that's the second foul on Macy Rogers. But with eight fouls on the Tigers, that will send Hall to the line for the 1-1. First shot's up. Good. Second shot. No good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Headed the other direction. Comes across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Sends it to Ladwig. Ladwig thinks, shoots from the side. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Gets the basket. Woo! Draws the foul. She'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Shot up, no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Shot, no good. And we're going to get all tied up. It's going to be jump ball. It'll stay with the Tigers. 4:19 left in the half. Ladwig will inbound it. Inbounds to Elsie, to Ladwig in the corner. Cross court over to Rogers. Wide open, shot up off the glass, good. Peterson will bring it up. Sends it left side. Lochner. Lochner into Souther. Shot is up. In and out. No good. Ladwig with the rebound. Ladwig up ahead to Rogers. Rogers changes direction. Takes it in. A little 12-foot jump shot. No good. Caroline Slavin with the rebound. Sends it back out to Elsie. Elsie to Ladwig at the top. Ladwig over to Caroline Slavin. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rogers with the rebound. The putback is good. Time out on the floor with 3:39. Tigers well ahead, 31-12. It will be Macon County's ball. Rowe will inbound it. Sends it to Lochner. Lochner sends it to Peterson on the left side. Peterson drives it up the top of the key, picks up the dribble. Bounce pass, bounce too much right in the hands of Macy Rogers, sends it right side, Ladwig. Ladwig to Caroline Slavin, and they're going to get Rowe with the foul. Second foul on Rowe, five team fouls on Macon County. Ladwig will inbound it. Ladwig to Slavin, left side. Slavin bounce pass to Elsie up top. To Ladwig, into Slavin. Slavin's going to shoot. Shot is no good. Sutter was there. Peterson has it. Peterson brings it across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Ends up on the floor. Caroline Slavin has it. To Rogers, to Ladwig, and we're headed the other direction. Ladwig comes across on the far side to Macy Rogers. Shot from the free throw line. Rolls around like a toilet bowl and goes in. Peterson has it. Dribbles right side. Comes to the blocks. Wants to do something with it. About to get trapped. Send it back out up top to Lochner. Lochner drives it in. Over to Souther. Souther's shot is up and good. Don't think it was intended to work that way, but that's where it ended up, and she was able to convert. Elsie brings it back. 2:21 left in the half. Elsie up top. Bounce pass over to Ladwig. Ladwig in traffic. Over to Elsie. Elsie's shot is up and good. 35-14. Peterson brings it across the timeline, guarded by Rogers. Pass over to left side to number 15, Lochner. Ball is up on the floor. Peterson able to regather it. She drives it into the blocks, and Shelby Rogers called with a foul. She wasn't quite set when Lochner was driving it in. It will be the first foul on Shelby Rogers. 9 team fouls on the Tigers, 6 on Macon County. Shot is up and good. So, with 1:48 left in the half, Tigers were well ahead in this one, 35-15. Second shot, no good. Ladwig with the rebound. Ladwig brings it up across the top, this timeline on the near side to Macy Rogers. Shot just inside the arc. Shot no good. Souther with the rebound. Souther brings it across in a hurry. Kind of a three-on-one bounce pass. Left side shot by Hall is up off the glass. Good. Macy Rogers will bring it back. Comes across the timeline. Elsie, right wing, dumps it into Ladwig. Back out to Elsie. To Ladwig. Ladwig to Shelby Rogers. Back to Ladwig. Right wing. Shot up and good for three. 1:04 left in the half. 38-17. Peterson brings it up across. Dribbles right side. Going to try that again. Ready, but pass into traffic, right in the hands of Shelby Rogers to her sister Macy. Macy's going to drive it along the right side of the lane. Little floater up off the glass is good. Peterson brings it across. Peterson dribbles left side. Ends up in the hands of Rowe to Souther. Shot no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound, but Souther with the steal. Her shot's no good. Ends up in the hands of Peterson. Her shot's no good, but she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Emily Ladwig. 10 team fouls now. It's first on Ladwig, but Peterson will shoot two. First shot is up on its way, and it is no good. 30 seconds left in the half. Second shot's up. It falls in. Ladwig to Macy Rogers. Rogers will bring it back. Coach is hollering out to hold for the last shot. 23 seconds left. She holds over to Ladwig, left side. Back to Rogers up top. Nobody from Macon County coming out. 12 seconds left. Over to Ladwig. Ladwig back out to Rogers. Rogers squares up for three. Shot will be no good. 2 seconds and time will expire. And it's halftime. This homecoming game night, Tigers go in with a lead of 40-18. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, so we'll be back in a few. So stay tuned for the second half of play. All right, we're into the second half. Emily Ladwig shot. No good. Souther has it to Peterson. Peterson, the corner shot by Lochner is good. Ladwig will bring it up. Hands it off to Elsie. To Ladwig. Ladwig, backdoor cut to Rogers is good. Tigers on top, 42-22. Peterson to Souther at the elbow. Souther drives along the side of the lane. Shot no good. And Souther ends up with it, but she's on the floor and the ball is rolling. It goes out of bounds. It'll come back to the Tigers. Elsie brings it up, top of the key. Over to Ladwig. Ladwig to Rogers. Shot from the right blocks is no good, but she's fouled by Souther. That will send Shelby Rogers to the line with 6:26 left in the third. Third foul on Souther. First foul of the second half. Shot, first shot's up and good. Second shot on its way. In and out. And they're going to get Macy Rogers with a reaching foul. That is her third. Peterson brings it up. Comes across the timeline. It's about to lose the handle on it. Sends it over to the left side of the hall into the hands of Slavin. Slavin to Shelby Rogers over to Elsie. Elsie comes across the timeline. Bounce pass Ladwig. Over to Slavin on the left block. Shot off the glass is good. Peterson sends it to the corner to Hall. Shot in and out in the hands of Macy Rogers. Rogers comes across in a hurry. Bounces off her foot. Never a good thing to do. Ball comes into Peterson. Peterson comes across the timeline. Has the ball batted out of bounds by Macy Rogers. So it'll stay with Macon County. Rao will inbound it. Rao to Peterson. Peterson sends it over the left side to Lochner. Shot up and good. LZ will bring it back. Comes across the timeline. Passes right side. Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles back up on top to a Slavin coming in the lane. Shot is up and good. 47-24, Tigers. Peterson has it. Loses the handle on it. But bounces into Caroline Slavin. Back out to Hall. And they're going to get Macy Rogers with a reaching foul. That will be her fourth. Sydney Slavin and McKim check in. And both Rogers sisters come out. Inbounds to Souther. Souther's shot is partially blocked. End up in the hands of Sydney Slavin. Elsie brings it across the timeline. Dribbles right. Pass into Ladwig. Ladwig drives in the lane. Shot up off the glass. No good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound. Gets the putback. Tigers lead now. 49-24. Peterson has it. Peterson drives it in traffic. Puts it on the floor. And they're going to get Sydney Slavin with a foul. And that's her fourth. Shelby Rogers comes in. Sydney Slavin will come out. Tigers now with two girls and with four fouls. So they're likely done to the midway in the fourth. Inbounds Peterson. Peterson has it left wing. Sends it over right wing. Lochner. Lochner back to Peterson. Nearly loses the handle on it. Regathers herself. Nearly loses it again. Regathers it again. guarded by Elsie. Picks up the dribble, sends it to Souther at the top of the key. Souther wants to drive along the right side of the lane. Bounce pass out to number 15. Shot no good. And by Lochner, goes out of bounds. And it will be Tigers' ball. Elsie has it. Brings it back the other way. 4:12 left in the third. Elsie at the top of the key. Sends it right side. Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles back up the top of the key. Sends it Elsie right side to Shelby Rogers. The block shot no good. Caroline Slavin had it momentarily. Then Shelby Rogers got in front of her and kind of stripped it from her and then got called with the jump ball. Timeout on the field by Macon County. So, with 3:57 left in the third period, Tigers lead 49-24. Macon County back out on the floor. I should mention they only have 5 players tonight, so there's no substitution on their part. It will be the Tigers' ball. Ladwig will inbound it. Ladwig sends it out to Elsie. Elsie over to McKim from the elbow. Shot short. Rao with the ball. She's going to take it all the way. Shot up and is good. Inbounds to Elsie. Elsie will bring the ball back. Comes up across the timeline. Pass over to McKim. McKim left side. Loses the handle on it. Ends up on the floor. And they're going to call a jump ball. This time it will favor Macon County. Peterson brings it up. Sends it to Souther at the elbow. Give and go to Peterson. Peterson sends it back out up top to Hall. Over to Lochner. Shot no good. Rebound Tigers. McKim will bring it up. McKim left side. Elsie. Elsie back out to Slavin at the top of the key. Over to McKim, left wing. Peterson goes for the steal on the pass to Ladwig. She's going to take it all the way. Gets the easy bucket. Coach Snyder doesn't like what he sees. Calls timeout on the floor. So with 2:49 left in the third, Tigers ahead 49-28. All right, it will be Tigers ball. Macon County falls back. Inbounds to Elsie. Elsie brings it up. To Slavin, left wing. To McKim, left corner. A little give and go to Elsie. Shot no good, but they're going to call her with a travel. Inbounds to Peterson. Peterson brings it up. Comes across on the far side. To Souther at the elbow. Souther tries to give and go. It doesn't work that time. Comes back out to Peterson. Peterson has it up top. Dribbles back to the right side. Looks to feed it into Lochner. Shot no good. Shelby Rogers with the rebound to Caroline Slavin. Bounce pass over to Ladwig. Ladwig comes across the timeline. Changes direction. Head right to Elsie. Elsie to McKim in traffic. Bounce pass over to Rogers. A little low. She can't get a hold of it. And finally ends up in the hands of McKim. Ladwig back to Caroline Slavin, left wing. To McKim, left side. Feeds it in to Elsie, back to McKim, little 12-foot jump shot, and it's good. Peterson brings it across on the far side. Dribbles in traffic. Pass over to Hall, left wing, back out up top to Peterson. Peterson dribbles right side. Pass to Souther at the elbow. Souther decides she's going to drive along. Shot no good. In the hands of McKim. McKim comes across the timeline. Passes to Elsie. Top of the key. Elsie. To McKim. Left side. Tries to bounce it out to Ladwig. Ends up on the floor. And they're going to say Peterson had her feet out of bounds while she was on the floor, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Ladwick will inbound it. to Elzy. Elzy slaving right wing to McKim, right corner. McKim's shot is up, no good. Ball ends up in the hands of Lochner. Lochner comes across the timeline, gets it up ahead to Hall. Hall can't handle on to it. Goes back to Lochner. Lochner's shot is up and good. 42 seconds, Tigers on top, 51-30. Elzy will bring it up. Comes across the timeline. Passes to McKim, right wing. McKim out to Slavin. Slavin back to McKim. McKim's little 12-foot jump shot's good. 15 seconds. Peterson has it. Drives it in the lane. Somehow gets a shot off. It doesn't fall. They're going to call a foul on Caroline Slavin. Over the back, I think. That's her first. Ball comes in to Souther. Souther, shot. Up and good. 4 seconds left. McKim has it. She's going to run out of time. So, at the end of the third period, Tigers lead it 53-32. All right, it's Tigers ball. McKim has it, left wing. McKim to Elzy. Elzy into Caroline Slavin. Shot is partially blocked. Shelby Rogers with it, sends it to McKim right side. And they're going to say she shuffled her feet. Peterson brings it up. And she carried the ball. So it will promptly come back to the Tigers. McKim into Elzy. Elzy brings it up across the timeline. To McKim. Out to Ladwig. Ladwig up between the circles, dribbles left side. Back to the top of the key to McKim. McKim to Ladwig. Back out to McKim, right wing. Cross court over to Slavin. Into McKim, who's streaking towards the basket. Shot no good. Elzy ends up with it, and they're going to call her with a travel. That was the right call. Peterson brings it across the timeline. Over to Lochner, right side. Back out up top to Hall. Hall to Peterson, right wing. Back out up top to Lochner. In traffic, gets it to Souther. Shot no good. Elzy with the rebound. Elzy brings it up across the key. Over to McKim. McKim left side to Elzy. Elzy feeds it in to Shelby Rogers. And they're going to get a foul on Rowe, I believe. That will send Rogers to the line to shoot two. Third foul on Rowe. Second shot, in and out, in the hands of Rowe. Rowe to Peterson. Peterson comes up across the timeline. To Souther at the elbow. She wants to drive it. Shot no good. Shelby Rogers the rebound to Ladwig. Ladwig brings it up across the timeline. To Elzy. Elzy to McKim. And they're going to get McKim with the travel this time. Peterson brings it up. Passes it to Hall, right, left wing, over to the right side to Lochner. Back to Peterson up top. To Hall, right side. To Lochner up top. Lochner over to Peterson, right side. Peterson to Hall. Bounce pass into Souther. And Souther walks with it. Pretty good movement by Macon County, but all for naught. Inbounds comes to Elzy. as he brings it up across the timeline to McKim. Pass comes into Elsie, and they're going to get a reaching foul on number four, which is Hall. It's her first foul. Inbounds comes to Elsie. Three team fouls on Macon County. To McKim. McKim's shot is up and good. Tigers on top, 56-32. 5:11 left in the game. Peterson brings it up, comes across the timeline. Nearly walks with it. They get it to Rao. Shot is up, no good. Elsie with the rebound. Elsie brings it up across the timeline. Elsie sends it to McKim, left side. Shot up, good. Peterson will bring it back. Peterson picks up the dribble, passes it over to Lochner. Can't hold on to it, goes out of bounds. Sydney Slavin and Macy Rogers come in. Shelby Rogers and McKim come out. Ladwig inbounds it to Elsie. 4:26 left in the game. Tigers up on top, 58-32. Pass over to Macy Rogers. Rogers gets it to Sydney Slavin. Over to Caroline Slavin. Back out to Ladwig, left side. Shot is up and no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Rogers shot up. Good. Peterson brings it up. Drives along the right side of the lane. And we got timeout on the field by Macon County. So, with 3:59 left in the ballgame, Tigers lead it 60-32. Two more points, and the clock will not stop. Sydney Slavin, Macy Rogers, Shelby Rogers, McKim, and Ladwig on the floor. It will be Macon County's ball. Rowe will inbound it. Rowe gets it to Sutter. Sutter wants to drive it in. Try the reverse layup and gets it to fall. Inbound comes to Ladwig. Ladwig comes up across the timeline. Pass over to Macy Rogers. Back out to Ladwig. Ladwig up top. Over to McKim, left side. McKim to Macy Rogers. Macy Rogers passes to Ladwig, left baseline. Shot up, no good. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Ends up, shot no good. And they're going to get a foul on the floor by Souther. That's her fourth. Four team fouls. Inbound comes to Macy Rogers. Shot left side, no good. Lochner with the rebound. Lochner to Peterson, and we're headed the other direction. Ends up in the hands of Macy Rogers, but Peterson regathers it somehow. Drives it in. Shot is no good. Souther pokes it out of bounds. So it'll come back to the Tigers. McKim will bring it up. McKim comes across the timeline. Sends it to Macy Rogers. Pass in traffic. Not sure who was intended to, but it ends up in the hands of Peterson. Peterson's going to take it all the way. Except her shot doesn't fall. Hassenpfeffer, she misses the bunny shot, but then regathers. This shot will go in. Macy Rogers brings it back the other way. Bounce pass to Ladwig. Right side. Ladwig sends it back to Rogers. Right side. Rogers dribbles it in traffic. Shot no good. Ends up on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. Arrow will favor Macon County. So Peterson will bring it back. 2:31 left in the game. Peterson comes across the timeline, sends it to Souther at the elbow. Souther over to Rao, back to Peterson, left side. Shot no good. Souther somehow gets the rebound. Shot doesn't fall. Macy Rogers with the rebound. Roger comes across the timeline, stops at the free throw line, stops and pops, and it doesn't fall, but it's off the fingers of somebody, so I think it will stay with the Tigers. Macy Redrick comes out. Not sure who came in for her. Ladwig sends it all the way out to Elsie up top. Elsie to Ladwig, left side. She's going to square up just inside the arc. Shot comes a little strong. Elsie, though, with the rebound. Elsie to McKim. McKim dribbles up the top of the key. Resets the offense. Sends it over to Ladwig. And somehow, Lochner gets the steal to Peterson. We're headed back the other direction. Peterson drives it in. Ball's on the floor, but ends up back in the hands of Hall. Up top, around the horn to Peterson. Back to the right side, Lochner shot, no good. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Macon County, so come back to the Tigers with 1:33. Caroline Slavin checks in for Sydney Slavin. Elsie with the ball. Elsie brings it up on this homecoming night. Last home game of the season. Sends it over to McKim. McKim to Shelby Rogers, to Elsie in traffic. Shot up and no good. Rebound, Rao. Rao to Souther. Souther up ahead to Peterson, comes across the timeline. Passes it over to right side, Lochner, shot up and good. 1:05 left. Elsie brings the ball back the other way. 58 seconds left. Sends it right side, McKim. Back out up top to Ladwig. Ladwig up top. Over right side, McKim. Back to Ladwig up top. Around the horn, left side, Elsie. Elsie back to Ladwig. 35 seconds. To McKim. McKim back to Ladwig. Ladwig dribbles right. Gets it to Elsie up top. 25 seconds. Elsie nearly has. Does have the ball stolen by Peterson. Shot up and good. 18 seconds left. See if the Tigers could do anything with 15 now. McKim brings it up across the timeline. 60 to 40. To Elsie, left side. 8 seconds. Elsie into to Ladwig. Shot is up and no good. And time expires. Tigers win it. 60 to 40. So, Tigers finish up their homestand, or home games, with a win, which is always a good thing. Districts start tomorrow, I believe, and they'll face La Plata, as I recall. 4 or 5 seeds, I think. Clock has been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back for the second half of tonight's action between the Brashear Tigers and the Macon County Raiders. So sit tight. We'll be right back. All right, we got 2 minutes 15 seconds left between the games. And we'll be ready to start here momentarily for tonight's matchup on the boys' side between the Brashear Tigers and the Macon County Raiders. If you're just joining us, the girls came out on top, 60 to 40. So stay tuned. We should have the starting lineups here momentarily. Got some equipment problems here with the possession arrow. Got to change out a light bulb, so it's going to take a minute or two to get before we can get started. I have the starting lineups announced now. Starting number 3, Josh Anderson. Number 4, Ethan Thompson. Number 10, Joel Atha. Number 25, Zach Hall. And number 32, Wade Burster. For the Tigers, Tigers are fired up. Justin Hazen, number 23. Kyle Watson, number 33. 41, Ryan Burdick. Josh Owen, number 43. And number 55, Trey Treasure. Coach obviously opting for a senior starting lineup tonight. For the seniors, this is their last opportunity to play in their lifetimes as an official member of the Brashear Tigers here on the court at the Brashear Arena. Of course, they'll play tomorrow with, I think it's tomorrow. I know the girls play tomorrow in districts. I suspect the boys do too. So there'll be a little bit more life in the season, but not at home. This is it. So boys and girls, here we go. Trey Treasures coming to the center court for the Tigers. It will be Josh Anderson, number 3. Kind of odd to have such a tall guy with such a low number, but that's what they got. He'll be jumping against Treasure. Ball's up in the air. Tigers control it. Hazen has it. Hazen comes across the timeline. To Owens. Back to Hazen up top. Back to Owen left corner. And I think they're going to say Owen stepped out of bounds. Inbound comes to Atha, but it's poked out of bounds by Furtig. Inbound comes to Thompson. Thompson, guarded by Hazen. Thompson nearly loses it, nearly carries it, but no call. Comes across the timeline. Sends to Hall, right side. Hall puts it on the floor, guarded by Treasure. Nearly has the ball stolen, does have the ball stolen, but Treasure. No look pass to Furtick. Furtick little 10-foot jumper is good. Boy, that was a sweet-looking little pass. Tigers on the ball, on the board first. Thompson has it. Thompson sends it up ahead to Atha. It's one of those football passes, high arching pass, lob. It was out of his reach, goes out of bounds, so it'll come right back to the Tigers. Hazen has it. Hazen bounce pass Furtick, left side. Furtick splits the defenders, tries to get it up to Kylie Watson. Watson wasn't expecting it, goes out of bounds, it'll come back to Macon County. Hall will inbound it. Hall sends it out to Atha. Atha over to Burstert, left side, back out up top to Atha, around the corner of the right side to Hall. To Anderson, left side, Thompson. In traffic to Hall, and sends it back out to Thompson to Burstert up top. Burstert drives through the lane, shot up off the glass, is good. Hazen has it for the Tigers. Hazen, behind the back dribble. Up to Treasure, to Furtick, around the horn to Kylie Watson, left corner. Back to Furtick, right back to the left corner, this time to Owen. Owen shot, no good. And I think they're going to get Hazen with the foul. Thomas in the game, Owen out. Now we're back at the regular starters. Burstert has it. Burstert back to Atha. Up ahead to Hall. Hall. It's about loses the handle of it. Regathers it, but passes it right to Hazen, and he gets the money shot. Tigers up 4-2. Hall can't handle the inbound pass. Falls down. Ball ends up in the hands of Hazen. Passes it up ahead to Thomas. It was the other way around. It was Thomas passed it up to Hazen. Hazen doesn't get the shot, but he does get the foul. Foul is on number 10, Atha. Hazen's first shot is up and good. Ambrosia in the game for Treasure. Hazen's second free throw is no good. Bestrit with the rebound, and we're headed the other way. Bestrit to Atha. Atha comes across the timeline on the near side. Atha to Hall in the right corner. Hall brings it out, guarded by Thomas. Changes direction, heads back up the top of the key, rolls over the left side to Atha. Atha back out to Hall, back to the right corner to Thompson. Thompson feeds it in to Anderson. And Anderson can't quite hang on the ball, goes down to get it, and they call it a travel on him. The inbound to Hazen. Hazen brings it up, passes it to Thomas in traffic. Left-handed shot up the glass is good. Hall inbounds it, right in the hands of Kylie Watson. Watson wasn't going to be able to gather it on the steal, so he poked it back to Hazen. They called it over the back, or over and back. So it'll come back to Macon County. Pass this time again. Tyler Watson gets a hand on it. This time pokes it out of bounds. So it'll stay with Macon County. Inbound to Burster. This time Ambrosia pokes it out. Hall inbounds it in traffic. Gets it over to Atha. Atha back to Hall. Hall holds. Holds. Hazen comes out. Sends it to Hall. And they're going to call a foul on Thomas. Timeout on the field. Called by Coach Daniel Liebart. So with 4:53 left in the first, Tigers lead it 7-2. It will be Macon County's ball. Scudder checks in for the Tigers. Scudder in, Thomas out. Hall to Atha, back to Hall, right side, back to the corner, Thompson, back to Hall, to Anderson, at the elbow, back to Hall, back out to Atha for three, shot is no good, Scudder with the rebound, falling down, he gets it to Hazen, Hazen to Ambrosia, left wing, Ambrosia to Hazen, he will shoot for three, his shot comes up a bit short, poked in the hands of Kylie Watts, and strong power move to the basket, no good, Burster with the rebound. Burster dribbles between his legs, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Ambrosia. Third team foul on the Tigers. It will be Macon County's ball right out of bounds right in front of me here. Hall will inbound it. Hall. Ball is tipped through three times. Finally, Hall falls out of bounds. It'll come back to Tigers. Hall doesn't like the call. I think he thought he was tripped, but didn't get it. Hazen with the ball. Hazen comes up across the timeline. Bounce pass to Ambrosia, right side. Ambrosia, pull-up jumper. No good, but he's fouled in the process. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Thomas set to check in. Ambrosia's first shot, short. Thomas in for Scudder. Ambrosia's second shot's on his way, and this is good. So Tigers on top now, 8-2, 4 minutes left in the first. Fisher to Burster. Burster comes across the timeline on the near side. He's going to take it all the way in. Strong move to the post. gets it to fall. She's a really good player. Hazen up to Furtick. Furtick pull-up jumper shot up off the glass. Good. Tigers lead it by six. Fisher inbounds it to Burster. Burster sends it up ahead, but it's intercepted by Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline, sends it over the right side to Furtick. Furtick waits to all the jumpers halt. Come down, and he goes up. And you're not going to out-jump Furtick. His shot up off the glass is good. Atha brings it across, sends it left side. Thompson shot for three is short. But Atha with the rebound, his shot's short. Furtick with the rebound, and we're off to the races. Nice looking pass into Ambrosia across the lane, and they're going to get Burstered with a foul. Shot counts, so Ambrosia gets a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Timeout in Macon County. Ambrosia will be at the line for the bonus. Tigers on top by a dime, 14-4, with 3 minutes, 12 seconds in the first. Snelling in the game. Treasure back in the game. Ambrosia, Watson, and Thomas. Ambrosia has the ball. Three bounces. Shot on its way. Clanks off the front end of the iron, but it falls. It's 15-4 now. Thompson with the ball. Thompson tries to split the defenders. Ambrosia went for the steal, got it, but his momentum carried him back across the line. So with the over and back, it'll come right back to Macon County. Had a little equipment problem there for the ref. Finally, the ball comes in. Atha ends up with it, guarded by Snelling. Atha sends it to Fisher right side. He's going to shoot for three. Shot no good. Snelling with the rebound. We're off the reeds. Feeds it up to Thomas. Nice feed. Shot good. Tigers on top 17-4. Burstert has it. Burstert. He's a man. He's going to bring it in. And Thomas was with him stride for stride. They're going to call a foul on him, but it'll be on the floor. So this will be the fourth team foul, so Macon County will have the ball out of bounds. Hall set to inbound it. Hall to Atha from the right corner. His shot for three is long. Treasure was there. Hall was behind him. Not sure what he was trying to do, but he just about mugged Treasure. He gets called for the foul there. So it'll be Tigers ball. Thomas brings it up. Sends it to Ambrosia right side. Ambrosia bounces Trey Treasure in traffic. No look pass to Snelling. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound, but steps on the line. Hall inbounds it. Thompson back to Hall. Hall, the Tigers in a full-court press mode. Lobs the ball up right in the hands of Ambrosia. Ambrosia, shot up off the glass, no good. Treasure is there for the rebound and the easy putback. Hall, having trouble getting in, gets it to Thomas, back to Atha, back to Thompson. Thompson comes across the timeline, guarded by Ambrosia. Thompson to Hall, left side. Hall holes, guarded by Thomas. Hall, Brozier went for the steal. Comes back to Hall, to Atha. This time, Kylie Watson does have the steal. Ends up in the hands of Thomas. Thomas, the pass was actually intended for Snelling. Snelling couldn't hold on to it, but Thomas was just far enough ahead that he got it and gets the easy layup. Pass out to Atha. Snelling going for the steal. Poked him in the eye. Snelling's still in. Treasure comes out. Hall inbounds it. Sends it to Atha. Asa comes across the timeline. Spin mood on Snelling. Back it up top to Hall. Hall guarded by Hazen. Left side, Thompson guarded by Ambrosia. Holes. Holes. Passes it in to Burstert. High pass ends up in the hands of Ambrosia. Ambrosia has it poked up ahead right in the hands of Thompson. Thompson sends it back to Burstert. I predict he'll drive it in. Nope, he does. Pulls it out. To Hall, right side. Back to Atha up top. Atha to Thompson, left side. To Anderson at the elbow. Anderson back to Hall up top. Holes. Holes. Holes above his head. Holes. To Anderson between the circles. Anderson to Hall. Ambrosia goes for the seal and gets it. And I think they're going to call Zach Hall with the foul. That was one of those frustration fouls. Five team fouls apiece. Ambrosia will inbound it to awaiting Hazen. Macon County falls back. Hazen sends it to Ambrosia right side. Back to Hazen up top. Around the horn to Snelling. Feeds it to Fertig. Shot up off the block. It's no good. Gets his own rebound and gets the putback. Burstert has it. Time runs out at the end of one period of play. Tigers on top, 23-4. Tigers set to clinch the conference tonight. This is their last conference game, and with an unbeaten record, one would assume that if they win tonight, they will remain unbeaten and win the conference. On the floor for the Tigers, Kylie Watson, Trey Treasure, Hazen, Thomas, Fertig. Basically the starting lineup. It will be Macon County's ball. Thompson will inbound it. Hazen's there to guard him. The ball comes in. Trey Treasure got his hand on it. Fertig has it. His shot, a floater, is good. Burstert inbounds it. Gets the ball right back again. Guarded by Treasure. Tigers in press. Burstert breaks the press. Goes around Hazen, puts it in. It's good. That's the way you break the press. Hazen comes across the timeline, feeds it to Thomas. Thomas shot up off the glass is good. Burstert into Atha. Back to Burstert. See if this works again. To Atha. Atha up ahead to Thompson. Thompson gets it to Anderson. Anderson has the ball poked out of his hand. They're going to call a foul. Foul is going to be on 41, which is on Fertig. Inbound comes to Burstert, left corner. Burstert's going to drive it in, but thinks better of it, sends it back out to Atha, around the horn to Thomas, right wing. Thomas, it's Thompson, to Atha, up top. Atha to Hall, left side. While Hall holds to Anderson, between the circles, to Thompson, right wing. Thompson holds, puts it on the floor, dribbles towards the center, sends it to Hall. Around the horn to Atha, left side. Atha to Hall, right side. Loses the handle on the ball, goes out of bounds, and comes right back to the Tigers. Inbounds to Hazen. Macon County falls back. Hazen walks it across the timeline. In traffic, oh, back over to Fertig, back to Hazen up top. Hazen dribbles it in to the elbow, shot no good. And McKim with the rebound. And he's fouled going up for the shot by Burstert, so he'll go to the line. McKim, another one of these boys, getting a little bit of action. Don't get to play just a whole lot, but they'll play some tonight. McKim shot. Good. Good for him. Second shot. No good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. has the ball stripped by Burstard, but it'll stay with the Tigers. Hayden Coyne in for Matt Thomas. Coyne will inbound it. And he was trying to lob it in to Kylie Watson, but it hit the backboard, but then it was tipped. So he'll do it again. Inbounds to McKim, to Hazen up top around the horn to Furtick. Furtick to Kylie Watson, feeds it over to Coyne. Shot no good. Ends up in the hands of Kylie Watson. Watson will take it up. Shot up off the glass is good. Burster comes across. He's against McKim. Shot no good. Kylie Watson to Hazen. Hazen takes it in himself. Shot no good. McKim with the rebound. His shot is good. 4 points for McKim. Burster back to Atha. Tigers pressing. Atha comes across the timeline. Sends it up ahead left side. Ball is poked out of bounds by the Tigers. So it'll stay with Macon County. Owen in for McKim. Hall will inbound it. Hall sends it all the way out to Thompson up top. Feeds it to Fisher at the elbow back to Thompson. Around the horn to Atha, left side. Atha puts it on the floor, dribbles around the right to Thompson, right wing. Back to Fisher at the elbow, back to Atha up top. Feeds it into Burstert. Burstert can't get around Kylie Watson. Sends it back out to Atha, over to Thompson, back to Atha, right wing. Atha back to Thompson. Into Fisher at the elbow. Shot, no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. Up to Hazen. Hazen comes across the timeline, dribbles behind his back. Sends it left corner to Furtick. Furtick's going to drive the baseline, has the ball. Tipped out of his hand, but it hit his shoulder before it went out of bounds. So it'll come back to Macon County. Wholesale substitutions. Songer, Snelling, Thomas, Ambrosia, and Scudder in the game. Hall inbounds it to Thompson. Thompson guarded by Thomas. Boy, that's a struggle. Thompson gets it across the timeline. No look pass to Fisher, back out to Burstard, around the horn to Thompson, left side. Thompson pulls it out, regathers things, hands it off to Atha between the circles. Atha, right side. Hall to Fisher at the elbow, back to Hall. Shot, 15-footer, no good. Last touch by Saunders, it went out of bounds. 4:39 left in the half. Hall will inbound it. Hall to Atha, right corner. Into Burster. Burster takes it in traffic. I think they're going to call Saunders with the foul. He was set well, but he was moving his arms a lot. Burster just took it right straight to him. Foul was on the floor, but with 17 fouls on the Tigers, it'll be 1-1. Burster at the line, 4:35 and a half. Tigers on top, 32-6. Burster's first shot, no good. Ambrosia ends up with it. He's headed the other way, and Burster was going to poke it out of bounds. Tripped him up. So, second foul on Burster, 17 fouls. That will send Ambrosia to the line. First shot's good. Second shot, it's good. Burstert set to inbound it. Gets it to Fisher. Fisher gets it to Atha. Atha up ahead to Hall. Hall spin move, sends it back out to Atha. Shot for three. No good. Scudder up ahead to Thomas, but it's intercepted by Hall. Hall sends it all the way out to Burstert, but Burstert can't get on it. Goes across the line, it'll be over and back. 4:10 left in the half. Ambrosia set to inbound to Thomas. Thomas between the circles over to Snelling, back to Thomas, to Songer. To Ambrosia, right side. Ambrosia tries to get it to Thomas, but it ends up in the hands of Atha. Now Burster takes it the other way. They're giving that open lane to him in the middle, but he's not taking it. To Hall, around the horn to Atha. Atha hands it off to Hall between the circles. Hall to Thompson, feeds it into Fisher at the elbow. Fisher back out to Thompson, around the hall, around to Atha. Atha back to Thompson, shot for three, no good. Songer with the rebound. Songer has the ball stolen. Burster has it. Shot no good. Comes down in the hands of both Burstert and Ambrosia at the same time. They call the jump ball, which will favor the Tigers. Reeves and Dylan Redding in the game. The future of the Tigers right here. Thomas brings it up across the timeline. Drives in the lane. Little floater is good. Burstert has it. And they're going to get Thomas with the foul. He was doing everything he could to get set, but he just was moving just a smidget. That will send Burstert to the line. Boy, you just leave an opening for Burstert, and he will take it. First shot, no good. Chewing on his jersey a little bit there. I suspect there would be some choice words he'd be saying to himself. Second shot's no good. Reeves with the rebound to Thomas. Thomas sends it up ahead to Dylan Redding. Shot no good. Hall with the rebound. Hall to Atha to Burstert. Burstert sends it up ahead to Thompson. Thompson can't do anything with it. Sends it back out to Atha up top to Hall, right wing. To Fisher at the blocks. Fisher back to Hall. Hall shot no good. Out of bounds. It'll come back to the Tigers. Thompson into Reeves. Or Thomas, I should say. Back to Thomas. Thomas wins it up across the timeline. To Sondra at the free throw line on a give and go. Thomas kind of off balance. Wasn't able to get it up like he usually does. Macon County with a rebound. Atha to Hall up top. Hall to Burstert. Burstert shot is good. Shooting over Snelling. He knew he wasn't against the starter, and he pushed it down the side of the lane and was able to put it up and get the ball to fall. Burstert to the line. Tigers on top by 30, 36-6. Burstert shot. In and out. I don't think he can believe he missed those free throws. I think they're calling a lane violation or something. They're saying he's got two shots. This one's no good. Second shot. No good. Watson up ahead. Ball is intercepted by Thompson. Back to Burster. See if that Kylie Watson in the game now. He's not going to drive that now. But Hall will. But Hall sends it all the way over to Thompson. Thompson back to Hall. Hall's going to drive the baseline. Doesn't do anything with it. Sends it back out to Atha up top. His shot for three is no good. Watson sends it up ahead to Fertig. Fertig shot up off the glass was good. Burster wanted to time it. He was afraid he was going to miss the jump. Fertig was patient, waited for him. Burster loses the ball, gets it back, but as he is on the floor, calling him out of bounds. Burster getting frustrated with himself. You can just see it. Hazen has it for the Tigers. 1:22 left and a half. Hazen sends it Owen, left side, to Kylie Watson, the left block, shot up off the glass, is good, over top of Fisher. Atha has it, guarded by Fertig, sends it left side, Thompson. Thompson to Fisher in the corner. Back out to Atha, top around the horn to Hall, right side, right back to Atha. Atha to Hall, into Buster in traffic. He's got to shoot over Kylie Watson, can't do it. Owens with the rebound to Kylie Watson to Hazen. 49 seconds. Hazen dribbles behind his back, pulls it out. 45 seconds to Furtig, right wing. Furtig to Hazen, left, right corner, shot's good. They're only going to give him two. 33 seconds left. Atha has it to Burstert. Burstert comes across the timeline. To the elbow, sends it to Thompson, left side. Thompson back to Burstert up top, 20 seconds. Holding for the last shot, obviously. Burstert back out to Fisher. Fisher nearly can't. Has the ball stolen to Atha, right corner. Atha dribbles out, 10 seconds. Atha to Hall, right wing. Hall drives the baseline, reverse layup, no good, but he's fouled by Furtig with 1 second left in the half. He'll go to the line to shoot two, that's a second on Furtig with 1 second left. Hall's first shot, no good. Macon County having a heck of a time getting any of their free throws to fall. Second shot. This one's no good either. The time expires. We're at halftime. Tigers lead 42-6. We're going to have the homecoming coronations. And I think I'll run across to the other side to watch that. But we'll be back in a few for the second half of tonight's concluding game of the Tri-Rivers Conference for the 2008-2009 season. All right. We're ready to get underway in the second half. Just as a reminder, Tigers are on top, 42-6. So I would imagine, once we get through the third period, this game will go pretty fast. It will be Macon County's ball. Thompson is set to inbound it. He has the ball. The ball comes in to Atha. Atha sends it to Hall, left side. Back to the corner to Anderson. Back to Hall. Hall gets it right in the hands of Hazen. Hazen drives it in. Shot's no good, but he's fouled by Thompson. That will send Hazen to the line. Second foul on Thompson. First foul of the second half. Hazen's shot, no good. Tigers just playing a blanket press tonight. Second shot, good. Burstert will inbound it to Thompson. Thompson to Atha. Atha guarded by Furtig to Hall, right side. Hall to Burstert in the corner, nearly steps on the line. He's going to drive the baseline, though. Reverse layup, no good. Steps on the line, trying to recover the ball before it went out of bounds. It'll come right back to the Tigers. Nope. The closest ref was overruled by the furthest ref. And they're saying it was tapped by the Tigers, so it'll come back to Macon County. Hall will inbound it. Hall sends it all the way out to Atha up top. Atha to Burstert, right side. Burstert to Hall, right corner. Hall wants to drive the baseline. and he has the ball mugged from him by Treasure. They call it a jump ball. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Sends it to Furtig. Furtig, pull-up jumper. No good. Burstert with a strong rebound. Burstert, having to be bothered pretty heavily by Furtig, finally gives up and sends it to Atha, around the horn to Thompson, left side. To Anderson. Anderson goes up and is fouled by Treasure. Mr. Anderson goes to the line. Anderson's been kind of quiet tonight. Treasure comes out. McKim comes in. Anderson with the ball for his second shot. Shots up. No good. Comes back to Furtick. Up ahead to Hazen. Hazen, he's going to take it in. Pulls up, jumper. No good. Thomas there. Put back on the other side is good. 45-6. Atha up ahead to Burstertz. Burstertz, high pass to Atha. To Thompson, right side. Thompson dribbles out between the circles around the horde left side. Wants to pass it into Burstert. Passes off the leg of Furtick. I don't even think he tried to kick it. I think it was just off his leg. Thompson will inbound it. Thompson lobs it out to Anderson. Anderson to Atha. Atha nearly loses it. To Burstert. Burstert. Furtick went for the strip. Gets called for the infraction. Burstert will inbound it. Burstert to Anderson, back to Thompson, back to Burstert, right wing. Burstert to Atha up top, to Fisher at the elbow. Fisher bothered, gets it over to Burstert, right side. Back out to Atha. Atha to Thompson, left wing. To Anderson, back out up top to Atha to Burstert, right side. Burstert to Atha on top, and he's going to shoot for three, and his shot is no good. To Watson, to Thomas. Thomas feeds it to Furtick, shot up off the glass is good. 47-6. Atha comes across the timeline. Atha to Burstert, right wing. Holes. Sends it to Atha up top. A little miscommunication there. Two people in the right, same place at the same time. Thompson has it. Thompson guarded by Hazen. Dribbles left. Changes direction. Dribbles right back up the top of the key. Is going to go in traffic. Sends it back out to Burstert. Burstert shooting three. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound and gets the putback. Time out on the field. Got the substitutions here. Ambrosia, McKim, Owens, Scudder, and Snelling. James Tate checking in the game for Macon County. McKim inbounds it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia to Snelling, right wing. Snelling, cross court to Owens, left wing. Owens back up top to Ambrosia. Head fake. Tries to shoot from the elbow, right in the hands of Burstert. Burstert to Atha. Atha comes across the timeline. To Burstert, right side. Guarded by Ambrosia. To Anderson, up top. To Tate, left side, guarded by Owens. Nearly walks with it, picks up the dribble. To Atha, up top. To Fisher at the elbow, give and go. And they're going to get Atha called with the travel. Ambrosia into Snelling, right back to Ambrosia, comes up across the timeline. Atha's there to say hi to Scudder, over to Owens. Owens going to shoot for three. Shot is short, clanks off the front end of the iron in the hands of Atha. Atha brings it up. Snelling is there to Burstert, left side, guarded by Ambrosia. Burstert, spin move, takes it right, Picks up the dribble. Ambrosia. Tags it out of his hand, but somehow Burstard still touched it last, and so it'll come back to the Tigers. Burstard and Asa, neither one of them like the call, but that's the way it is. Snelling comes across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Ambrosia, left side. Ambrosia dribbles right. Back to Owens, around the horn to Snelling, left corner. Little floater, no good. Scudder with the rebound. Shot, no good. Burster with the rebound, and we're the other direction. Burster going to take it in. Shot up off the glass is good. Ambrosia comes across the timeline. Ambrosia sends it to Snelling, right wing, back to Ambrosia, around the horn to Owens. Cross court to Snelling. Snelling's going to drive the baseline. Nice looking little floater. Goes in. 49-10. Fisher has it right side. Sends it to Anderson in the corner. To Fisher. Shots blocked. To Scudder. To Snelling. Snelling one-on-one. Takes it into traffic. Has the ball stripped. Ends up on the floor. Ambrosia had a hand on it. They're going to call a jump ball. And got a whole new package coming in. Thomas, Songer, Reeves, Redding, and Coyne. Burster has it. Right side. Burster to Hall up top. 2:36 in the third. Back to Burster at right side. Burster to Atha, between the circles, around the horn. Hall. Hall's going to take it in. He's going to get fouled, and the foul is going to be on. 51, which is Hayden Coyne, which will be his first, third foul for the Tigers in this half. Hall's shot is up. No good. Macon County's free throw woes continue. Second shot. It just about didn't go in, but finally fell. Thomas has it for the Tigers. Thomas to Redding, right wing. Back out to Coyne, around the horn to Thomas. Pass is too high. Thomas can't control it. Goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Macon County. Inbounds to Atha. Atha to Hall, left wing. Hall guarded by Songer. Dribbled off his foot, but right into the hands of Burstert, around the horn to Atha. Atha back up top to Hall, around to Burstert. Burstert bothered by Coyne. Burstert's going to drive it in. Shot up off the glass is good. Thomas comes across the timeline, takes it in traffic to Coyne, left side. Coyne dribbles it out. Resets the offense to Redding. To Songer at the elbow. To Reeves, the right corner. Ball is poked out of bounds by Macon County. It'll stay with the Tigers. 1:40 left on the third. Tigers on top, 49-13. Reeves into Thomas. To Songer at the elbow. Back out to Thomas up top. Thomas to Reeves. And the left elbow, and he's fouled as he's going up for the shot. It's no good, but he goes to the line to shoot two. The foul is going to be on. James Fisher. It's his first. Reeves' shot, a bit too strong. Won't fall for him. Second shot, though, is good. Tigers hit the half-century mark, 50-13. Burster brings it up. 1:26 left in the third. Comes across the timeline. Kicks it over to Atha. Atha shot for three. No good. Songer with the rebound. Songer sends it up ahead to Dylan Redding. To Hayden Coyne. Hayden Coyne can't handle it. Comes back. Songer fouls Zach Hall. Macon County will get it out of bounds. Hall will inbound it. Sends it to Asa across the line. He'll come right back to Tate. Tate back to Asa around the horn to Hall. Hall looks to get it around to Songer, but Songer nearly got a hold of it, but it ended up going out of bounds. But it was last touch by Macon County, so the Tigers ball. Thomas will bring it back. 52 seconds left in the third. Thomas to Reeves at the elbow, back to Hayden Coyne. His shot for three comes up a little bit short, but Reeves with the rebound. And the ball ends up on the floor. Just poked ahead by one of the Tigers, and they're going to call a travel. It will be Macon County ball. Burstert into Atha. Atha brings it across the timeline, sends it to Thompson. Thompson scores up for three. Good. 25 seconds left. Thomas brings it up. Sends it Redding into traffic to Songer. Not sure where he was going with it, but it ends up in the hands of Atha. 13 seconds. Burster has it right side. To Tate, around the horn to Atha. 4 seconds. To Tate. Tate, and they let time expire. So at the end of three, Tigers on top, 50-16. So at least at the beginning of the fourth quarter, we're going to have the running clock. It will be Tigers ball. Owens inbounds it to Ambrosia. Ambrosia brings it up. Sends it to Snelling. Right back to Ambrosia. Around the horn to Owens. Owens out to Ambrosia. Ambrosia to Snelling, right wing. Ball is poked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Ambrosia will inbound it. Out to Owens. Shot for three. Short. Atha up to Thompson. Thompson's going to drive it in the lane. Up. He kicks it back out. Shot no good. Right in the hands of Ambrosia. Ambrosia is going to take it up to Snelling, back to Ambrosia. Ends up in the hands of Tate. Tate to Thomas, to Atha, up ahead to Burstert on the far side. Burstert to Thompson. Thompson shot for three from the corner is no good. It ends up in the hands of Atha, shot no good. Another shot no good. McKim comes up with it. Ambrosia comes up across the timeline. Kicks it over to Owens. Owens going to shoot from the corner. Shot no good, right in the hands of Burstert. Thompson has it to Burstert. Burstert, spin move, shot up off the glass. Good. Scutter into Ambrosia. Ambrosia to Owens. Back to Ambrosia to Scutter. To Snelling, right side, shot's good. He was just inside the arc, so it only gets two. Atha has it. To Burster, right side. To Tate. Back to Atha up top. Atha passes around to Thompson. No look pass to Burster. Burster shot, no good. Scutter with the rebound. To Ambrosia, up ahead to Owens. Owens. He's going to take it up, shot off the glass, no good. And they'll get Owens with stepping on the line. Clock continues to move, 5:26. Tigers lead 52-18. Atha has it. Atha comes across the timeline to Thompson, left wing. Thompson to Anderson, guarded by Scudder. Kicks it back out to Thompson. Back to Anderson. Shot's no good, but he draws the foul from Scudder. Anderson to the line. First shot, no good. More substitutions by the Tigers. Reeves, Coyne, Songer, Redding, and Hazen. Second shot. This one's good. Songer inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen brings it up. To Redding, left side. Back to Hazen. Around the horn to Coyne. Coyne back to Hazen. Into Reeves in traffic. High shot, no good. Gets his own rebound and gets the putback. 54-19. Thompson has it left side. Thompson tries to feed it in. Reeves ends up with it. Ends up finally in the hand of Burstert. Burstert spin moves, going to take it in. Gets the shot to fall, draws the foul on Reeves. Reeves looked pretty well set, but they didn't give him the benefit. Burstert gets this one finally. Hazen brings it up. Hazen to Redding, left side. Tries to send it into Reeves. Burstert with the steal. Burstert to Thompson. Thompson can't handle it. Ball gets fed out. Hazen ends up with it. To Songer. Songer in traffic. Shot no good. Fisher to Burstert. Burstert is going to go all the way. They're going to get Songer for the foul at the last minute. Clock continues to run. 2:56. Tigers on top. 54-22. First shot. No good. Second shot. Also no good. Songer with the rebound. Dylan Redding will bring it back. Redding to Owens. Right in the hand of Thompson. Thompson carries it. Gall checks in for Macon County. Scudder for Reeves for the Tigers. Owens sends the ball in to Dylan Redding. 1:52 left in the game. Redding to Owens. To Songer. To Dylan Redding. Into Songer. Songer over to Coyne. Coyne wants to drive the baseline. Shot no good. Songer with the rebound. He's able to convert. .131 left in it. Thompson passes into Gall. Gall sends it back out to Thompson, squares up for three. Shot is off the top of the backboard. It'll be Tigers' ball. 1:17. Owens into Redding. Redding up ahead to Owens. Owens shot for three. Scored! He's been shooting that all night and finally gets to the fall. Puts a big smile on his face. 59-22. 57 seconds left. Thompson has it. Thompson, no-look pass right in the hands of Hayden Coyne. He double dribbles. 48 seconds. Reeves checks back in. Scudder comes out. No, it's Owens coming out. 38 seconds left. Thompson has it for Macon County. Thompson to Tate to Hall right side. Hall wants to take it in. Shot, no good. Dylan Redding with the rebound. Redding comes up. Pass over to Hayden Coyne. Shot for three. And he gets it to fall. Hey, about that. 11 seconds. Boom, there's the dynamite. Thompson has it. To Gall. Gall to Atha. And that's the ball game, folks. Tigers win it 62-22. who just joined us. The girls were also victorious, winning 60-40. This concludes our broadcast for the 2009 season. It's been a pleasure. This is John Slavin. Until next year, take care.